What is up, Dwight? iTalk here for the Serious Business Podcast, because a serious board needs a serious podcast. I am here with my all-star cast this week. We have an amazing cast, amazing show planned. First off is my usual sidekick, Neon Reaper. Neon, what's up?
Not much. Fuck you, go.
And we have the recorder this week, who is Ed Bellis, and he's allowed to talk sometimes. Ed, what's up?
You know, this and that.
This and that.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
He's allowed to talk, but don't talk too much.
Yeah, start with a kiss, now get, we're up to
shut
that.
Shut him the fuck up.
Yeah, so cranky.
Cranky Reaper.
You have replaced Dante as the recorder. Dante has gone from sidekick to recorder to backup recorder. That is something else. Dante is one of a kind. One of a kind. And we also, as our guest host this week, have the man of the hour. Literally the man of the hour, because as soon as his perfect bracket's done, no one's going to care about him. We have Dr. Football here, the only man with a perfect bracket. Dante? No. Football, what's up?
Not much.
You're just so not memorable. I can't even remember your name.
I've only got 36 more hours to go, roughly.
Yeah, your bracket's out soon. How are you coping with all the attention?
It's a little overwhelming with how many people notice, and people who've never talked to me before are congratulating me, like Tranny and Leon. But and generally just having topics with my name on it on the board is exciting, even though I'm going to go down in flames soon.
Sexually exciting or just...
A little.
Let's see. We got... How worried about are you out of like 100 about the next two matches that are like debated? Titus versus Sub-Zero and Phoenix Wright versus Jacked. You have Sub-Zero and Phoenix Wright.
Yeah. I still feel that Sub-Zero has a good shot at winning, or at the very worst, it's a toss-up. But I have, like, zero confidence now in Phoenix Wright.
What made you lose the confidence?
That apparently everyone else agrees that Jack should blow him out.
I mean, these are the same people that pick Kafka. We're better than, or Arthas, we're better than them, football.
That is true. And that is why I still have just a bit of confidence.
Do you find your love life is better now with your newfound confidence?
Yeah, I do. I last 5-10 minutes longer.
You've never had sex, football. Don't.
He's talking about jerking off.
Oh. Yeah. Oops.
My bad. I got a lot more to think about and
distracted a little bit.
It's like it stays hard for a long time because you're like, oh shit, I got a perfect bracket, people know me. what keeps you on the board? Why are you such a are you shy? Would you describe yourself as shy?
I would, maybe a little bit more. It's just uninteresting.
Yeah, and, I can tell.
Yeah, and generally stick to the wrestling topic, the UCA topic, and peek my head in every now and then the sports topics.
Dr. Football.
Oklahoma City Thunder fan.
Thunder looked good tonight.
How do you feel about... Fuck, I forgot what I was going to ask you.
You suck so much, Ice Hawk.
I'm a little drunk right now.
Suck Hawk!
That's your first contribution to the show.
That's my like third contribution to the show. Okay. Pay attention.
You know, it's I just forget all my questions when it comes to football. He's just like, I mean, I don't know. He's just so boring.
You seem so excited to have him on the show too. You were fucking all crazy, all chubbed up about it.
It's just like I was excited because like, wow. Of all the weeks to get Dr. Football on the show, this is the only week that he'll ever matter. This is the only week when he could possibly draw ratings, so...
Yeah.
I was pleased about that.
Yeah, he's got Michael W. Clark on his tail now.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, what's your style, the guys who are, like, calling you out? Are you willing to challenge them in Mortal Kombat, or are you just going to lay back?
Well, I never saw MWC's call out because I've had him on Ignore for 2 years.
I'm so jealous.
That's how I feel about that, and I'm not really worried about him. And most everyone else knows that it's been pretty impressive to stay perfect this long, but I have some silly upsets later on, even though apparently Charizard's great.
Fuck yeah. Well, let's move on to the show. And man, I gotta say, I've been contemplating putting MWC on Ignore for like 2 weeks now. It's really, I don't know. Ertu was like no problem. Easy decision. Because MWC is, I mean, I feel like something important could happen. Like with him, eventually.
I still don't get the Ertu hate. He's such a source of amusement. Like, I don't know.
Not when you've seen the same shtick for so long.
I don't know. Like, he never fails to make me laugh.
So if I were to, like, pick my nose in front of you right now, would that make you laugh, Ed?
No, but if you did it, like, 20 times in a day, maybe.
Does that make sense? All right, let's move on. We have Ed and me in the next news topic, so that's interesting. All of the big top user of 2009 lists are complete. Mine, Estes, and Ed's. And I guess just the question is, which did you guys like the most? Let's start with you, Neon.
What did I place in yours?
Second.
Well, sucks to be Neon.
I mean, yeah, I'm kind of pissed off. I kind of don't want to talk to Ed Bellis too much because he put me behind you in his list. So right now I'm feeling very impotent in your presence because of what Ed Bellis did to me. I feel very weak and unmanly. But you yourself, Icehawk, admitted that the winner of Ed's list would be gay. That's what you said.
Well, I mean,
which means that you are admitting to being gay.
Let's be honest with each
which
other.
Which is fine.
I'm not gay.
Hey, there's Ed nothing wrong with that.
Ed is gay for me, but I'm not gay for Ed.
How am I just gay for you? I'm a gay man.
I'm bi for Ed.
What?
You're bi for Ed.
What does that even mean? Like,
he's half in the closet, I think.
Like, you would only do me if I were a woman? Like, what?
It means you make me bi, and I make you gay.
No!
Ed, don't question logic. Come on.
I'm sorry.
Like, you know anything about this stuff, Ed. I'm the expert here.
Are you in a closet right now, Icehawk? Like, really?
No.
Are you just in your room? Hiding from your roommates so they don't know that you're recording, like, loser podcast?
I mean, it beats hiding from my wife.
I don't hide from my wife.
You should get her on the podcast.
No.
as soon as you get Mammer Jammer on the podcast, we'll have Neon the wife on.
Oh, my God. I'll work on that.
Yeah. I'm sure you will.
Yeah.
You guys are disturbingly close.
She's coming like the IRC chat like once or twice.
Oh, that's just weird, man. I would never let my mom do that.
Do you think it's weird that Zen's dad fills out brackets and stuff like that?
That's not as weird.
It's not as weird.
Not as weird as actually interacting with people on the board. But Neon, come on, who was your favorite list? Who had your favorite list?
Yours is a little better. Ed's honestly was not up to like what he's done before. It's some like he started off wicked strong. He had some really good nasty little write ups, some good drama, and then he hit like that phase that doesn't really get too interesting to write about. And then after that, I think once he got to his top users, he was only giving us a few sentences, and I believe we deserve more.
He was blown out.
Yeah, he's blown out. Tired.
Football, how about you?
I think I'm biased, but I like your list the best because I was anticipating it a lot more. And
because I pretended you exist?
Yeah, that.
Let's just make it clear that SD's list is the worst because I placed like 34th in that. So
SD's list
I'm kind
like
of pissed.
SD's list was like a farce to get bad users, to talk about bad users.
Yeah, that's true.
I think he tries really hard to be funny, but he also goes to his thesaurus too much, tries too hard to be verbose, and I think that ruins some of the humor.
No, I think it's great.
I don't think that's actually his vocabulary.
Are you just jealous of his vocabulary? Oh, come on. Like, you didn't, like, stumble through, like, 18 sentences when you're trying to ask Dr. Football a question.
Call Dr. Football
you, Ice Hawk.
Dante.
Football is... Well, it's football. What am I supposed to say to him? How's the fucking weather outside, football? I don't know what the fuck you like, because you're a fucking piece of shit.
It's snowing.
He's right here.
He's in Oklahoma.
I mean, what do you expect me to do? You expect me to, like, be so smooth talking to Dr. Football, like, because there's
Let's talk about Oklahoma. Where in Oklahoma do you live?
Norman. The University
of Oklahoma. Any idea where that is?
Exactly.
You just made that town up.
The town he lives in doesn't even exist.
Norman, Oklahoma? Like, what is... What?
Norman Smiley?
Norman Rockwell?
Hey, Ed, what was your favorite list of the bunch?
I don't know. I agree with your assessment.
Do you agree with our criticism of your list?
No, I definitely do agree with your criticism of my list. I feel like I kind of hit a lull there, and I couldn't really recover from it. I think it's, for some reason for me, like, it's a lot easier to point out people's flaws than it is to point out their goodness. Because after a while, you start typing the same thing of, like, you know, this user brings positivity to the board. This user's creative. This user is a fun dude who knows how to chill out, or whatever overused phrases I use. So, I don't know. Ice Hawk was able to deliver more consistent stuff, and also lengthwise, pound for pound, was a lot better than mine, not gonna lie.
I liked mine the best simply because my rankings were, like, the most straightforward. It, like, just completely discounting write-ups. SD's was, like, a weird farce to talk about different users and not get modded for it. Ed's was, like, a weird mix of objectivity and just who he likes. And mine was just simply who I liked the most in 2009, so... I like that about my list. I think that it was just the simplest in terms of that regard. So, yeah, I'd say I win. But I didn't. You know what happened? Ed's the one that got the noms for the boardies because he had the massive drama going when the boardies nominations were going. That's so it was, true. So that helped him out.
Yeah, but I didn't win any friggin' boardies. So hey.
Yeah, because you're about the time the boardies voting started is when you're. Write-ups really started to suck.
Well, I mean, I didn't win, like, anything. Like, I got nominated for, like, 20 things, and you won all of them, so...
Oops.
Oops. Rigged.
He does cheat in that, though.
How do I cheat? Okay.
You cheat. You rig everything. Only reason I'm on this week.
I did not rig it. I'd, like, literally... You were the only one that guessed anything, like, below... 60%.
Although Igloo Bob said he would have guessed below like 20, and
Igloo Bob also says we're lame, but
yeah, we really want Igloo Bob on the podcast.
No, I would rig it if Igloo Bob won. Like how? Dante always accuses me of rigging for Communist Koala, so he wouldn't win, but that's a lie. But if Igloo Bob won, I'm not gonna lie, I would definitely rig it, but. Oh. You know, let's talk about something football is so good at. Let's talk contest, huh?
How are you doing in your contest, Ice Hawk?
I've got 3 wrong. I'm at 29.
Oh.
What are you at, Neon?
I've got like 4 wrong, I think. But my biggest problem is I have Kratos going over Charizard, so I'm done.
Well, at least you don't have Duke going over Charizard.
Listen.
A joke never gets old. So we had some, I mean, all the seeding favorites won in the heart division, but we had some interesting stories. First off, L Block performed pretty well against HA47. What do you guys think of L Block in the whole? Do you think he's a pretty legit threat? How would you describe him in the contest?
I would describe him as, I really fucking hope he beats Charizard because I have him beating Kratos. My bracket's done, I think. Contest. I've hit that point where I've hit the sad realization that I have no chance.
Contest expert football. What do you think about Bill Black?
I think he has some solid strength and he should easily handle Isaac. and they'll probably fall short to Charizard, but that's nothing to be ashamed of.
He seems like a really strong mid-carder. And that's not bad at all. And then obviously in the four-way format, he's kind of like a Master Chief. He'll be a lot stronger in the four-way format. But for one-on-ones, he's a solid mid-carder. There's nothing wrong with that. We had Kefka beating Arthas in a board upset. Because I believe most people at Arthas. What the fuck was the board thinking here, honestly? I mean, didn't they learn anything from Sarah Kerrigan? Just a little.
Maybe the board was thinking that Kefka always looks like absolute shit.
Nightmatch, baby.
Nightmatch. Whatever.
I don't know. Like, yeah, Kefka looks like shit, but man, I mean, Arthas is like Sarah Kerrigan. Like, no one cares about Blizzard single player. That has been proven in other contests. So I just don't understand. I think Jackal told me the logic was Kefka lost to Diablo, and Diablo lost to Arthas in the four-way format. Like, what the fuck? Get your head out of your ass. Just look at it.
Hey, get your head out of your ass. I thought Arthas was going to be stronger. Kefka's never been strong.
And you were wrong. Obvious pick.
Well, fuck you.
That's the worst. That was such an obvious pick, guys. That's like the worst troll. Whoever says that. Football, we showed them. We knew Kefka would win.
Yeah, totally.
And other big news, Sora kind of bombed, and Bowser was awesome. So Sora versus Bowser, who do you guys got now after seeing the first round matches?
I haven't actually seen the results for Sora's match. When did he go up?
He went up a little bit.
A while ago, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's not too good over Midna. Yeah, I'm thinking Bowser right now, but my bracket does have Sora.
I think, according to the X stats, it's like 53% Sora over Bowser in like 2006. So I guess the question would be if Sora really lost that much strength since 2006. There's been a couple handheld games, but nothing major. So I guess it's possible.
Yeah, I guess I'm still going Sora. Never mind.
Yeah, exactly. I'm hoping. Football, how about you?
I would certainly hope Sora still wins. Is round three the sprite round or whatever?
I don't really
pay attention. Yes, round three is the sprite round.
There's our nerd.
Hi-oh!
I would think Sora still wins. I guess. It's in my bracket, so it must be true.
Of course. Perfect. Yeah. And
Sora's got some pretty good sprites, actually.
He's got all those DS games.
Yeah.
It's got to be a decent sprite somewhere around there. And we have Charizard versus Kratos. Very heavily anticipated matchup. Now it looks like Charizard is going to win pretty easily. You guys agree?
Yeah.
I have Charizard going to the Final 16, but I do think maybe people are overestimating him a little bit too much. Duke's never been a one-on-one force. He's pretty good in the four ways, but he's never been a true one-on-one force. So dominating Duke, I'm still not too impressed. But I have Charizard, so I think he's going to win. But I wouldn't be surprised if it's still a pretty close match. And especially, is God of War 3 coming out before the second round match? No, I don't think it is. So it doesn't come out until like March. What is that noise?
I opened a wormhole in space and time.
Oh, of course. Stop doing that.
Sorry.
In more EPOP news, we had the UCA Rumble this week. And it's still going. Football, Neon and Ed don't really pay attention to the UCA Rumble. So what did you think of the changes this year? The changes this year were there people have a lot more points. They could heal a lot more. Basically, it's designed to be a lot longer. It's designed so the early people have a chance to win. Have you liked the changes?
I like the change. I liked how it gave, like you said, it gave early people a better chance. But it's really lasted way too long. It should have been over by the actual Rumble.
Yeah, I was thinking. I like it when it lasts. When it lasts about 24 hours. I'll agree. It was a little unfair to the early guys last year, but I think they went a little too far. next year I'm hoping that the double hurts will be, you can use them as long as you're in.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Only like one or two heals next year, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because right now, let's see, we have something, we still have like 20 people in this thing, and it's lasted over 24 hours. So, yeah, next year, let's hope the UC Rumble goes a little better. Do you have any predictions for the winter football right now? Right now in the lead, we have, it's pretty even. Icon and Soul are doing pretty well. Technic is doing pretty well. Who do you think is going to take it?
It looks like Semi still has a lot of...
He's going to get teamed up on eventually.
If Semi doesn't make it, then I think... let's see.
Dr. Football. He's still in it.
Yeah, Dr. Football, he's still in it. Maybe Sonic Blast Punch.
No, I'm going to vote against Sonic Blast Punch. I'm calling that now.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna go with. Man, this is tough. Technic, I gotta go with Technic. It's his time.
Who he's is going to Technic?
He's okay. He's a user. He's like a pretty funny guy. I don't know what it is. He never really posts on the board much, but he got into UCA, and he like cuts promos in the topic, and he became like wildly popular in UCA, like in any other competition. Technic is a jobber. But in UCA... UCA, Technic is a... I don't know what the fuck that was. You're like sucking on a Slurpee straw or something?
I think like someone just laid a whoopee cushion or something.
Eon got a little bored. He's cranky.
What? Yeah. I'm looking at Facebook. Fuck you.
So I got Technic, and football has
Semi.
All right, pussy. That's an easy pick. He's the most points right now.
Well, I'm a little better at predicting at the moment. Oh, so.
You really are on top of the world, man. It's ridiculous. And then you predict the podcast after having a perfect bracket. You're just unstoppable.
Can I make a prediction?
No.
All right.
You know nothing about this.
I predict,
I got Swift.
Swift's not in it.
Yeah, I'm going to predict Wiggs is going to win.
Wiggs has 3 points left. He's about to be eliminated.
Awesome. He's going to time for a comeback.
All right. Ravens contest is reaching its finale. We have best game of 2009. Uncharted 2 makes it to the finals, and it looks like it's going to face Batman. You guys got any predictions for the winner? And... are you surprised that a PS3 exclusive is finally this popular on the board that it's made it to the finals in a pretty big contest? Neon?
I'm going to guess Batman. I think a lot of people are going to like that. Uncharted 2, no, because I think there's like a very strong like online component to it. It seems like they've filled up like 7 topics so far with like online discussion. So
how is it even possible for the Xbox topic? Like, man, we never talk that much because we were busy actually playing the game.
Yeah, they do things like just kind of like post like dumb little giblets about the games they play, like where we would just play the game and not like come in and post scores or little commentary about it. So they fill it up by just posting nothing of value, but it's still popular, and I think you get like the right, and not that many people vote in the contest, so all it takes is like,
I mean, I think it gets like 40 votes or so. Yeah. That's not bad.
Yeah, all you need is like 10 people that like love it, and then...
yeah, I think Uncharted 2 is gonna take it. So you're not surprised, you don't think it's a big deal that a PS3 exclusive is winning this? It's just more of the just a little devoted fan base.
Yeah, and I don't think we have a lot of, like, the Modern Warfare types. And
yeah.
I don't know what it's faced. I haven't really paid too much attention to
it. Well, Uncharted 2 beat Dragon Age in the last. Oh, wow. So that's what impressed me.
No, I guess so.
Because it won, it beat Dragon Age 25-21.
Wow, that's not bad.
But Batman Arkham Asylum beat Resident Evil 5 22-7, so that's the finals.
Yeah, it's kind of weird to see Resident Evil 5 getting in the semifinals. It didn't seem like it was well received on the board.
Yeah,
that's actually what I was saying earlier. Yeah, like I didn't see that many topics about it, and a lot of the ones I did see were like kind of bashing it.
Yeah, doesn't Ed Bellis have a... Not Ed Bellis, sorry. I got you in the brain, though. But Ulti posted, like, a review, like, a 0 out of 10. Like, Capcom needs to stop making games for it. And then he's voting for it, I think, to be a dick.
When you first play it, it's really awkward because you can't shoot and move at the same time.
What?
Yeah.
Sounds like me playing Super Mario Brothers.
But it's surprisingly fun. There's a lot of intense moments, so I like the game. But it's a very interesting battle here because we have Uncharted 2, which seems to have a really devoted fan base. Like, Uncharted 2 barely beat Professor Layton in the Diabolical Box, barely beat Dragon Age, but it's here. And then we have Arkham Asylum, which has raped everything. Raped Left 4 Dead 2, raped Assassin's Creed 2, raped Resident Evil 5. So we have, like, a devoted fan base versus some with more mass appeal. So it's a very interesting matchup. And I don't think any other PS3 exclusives really made it that far, though. So I don't know. I think you're right, Neon. It's just, like, this one game has a big fan following. But I don't think the PS3 is still that big yet on the board.
It's getting there, though. I mean,
yeah, it is getting
definitely
there.
Wiped away like the casual Nintendo kitty type people. Like, they're now back to hating Microsoft like they used to. And
good times.
It'll be interesting to see. Like, I remember in 2006 how very different people were about consoles than they are now. So.
Oh, those are the good old days when Xbox was actually semi-popular on the board. I miss those days.
Yeah.
And in our final bit of news, the iPad was announced this week, and we laughed. The end.
Pretty much. Like, I would love, if they, like, had, like, the things that it's missing, I would actually, like, really love one of those. I really like the iPod Touch, and if you just made it a little bit more functional and more standard, that would be, like, kind of awesome to have. But, like, $700 for, like, a good amount of memory, and like it's lacking flash and doesn't have USB. It's just like, what a joke.
Some stupid Apple fanboy on Facebook posted, oh my god, I want an iPad so bad. And I posted the link of like the reasons why it sucks. And
yeah.
They deleted my post. They didn't respond to it, they deleted it.
Owned.
Fucking Apple.
Yeah, just get, it's like an iPhone.
Fucking Big Brother trying to stop the message from getting out.
Yeah, it's like an iPhone without the camera or the phone. It's like, what the fuck?
No multitasking.
It just need, yeah. But the size of that and a touchscreen that big, like, that would be really cool, I think. But
yeah. Football, you have anything to say on this?
It
doesn't matter what you have to say. I always wanted to do that. Poor football's gonna cry tonight. He's pissed so good about himself, and I'm just cutting him down.
Yeah, you're pretty mean today.
This is like wigs all over again.
It's like a transference of anger. Like, you're mad at Ed, so you're being mad at me because you refuse to talk to Ed. And, like, you being mad at me is making me mad. So I'm taking out on football and Ed.
You've been talking to me.
I know,
yeah, I'm talking to him now. Like, you botched the first podcast where I had that hilarious gimmick going.
Yeah. Which we broke as soon as you left.
And then we started talking about you jerking off on your dog, but
it's true.
Oh. Well then. Let's go on to games. Sounds like a good idea right now. Mass Effect 2 came out this week. Yay. None of you guys have played it, have you?
No.
Nope.
Alright, well, I'll just talk about it. Amazing gameplay. Main story is lacking, like, because it's more of a character concentrated game, but the character is really good. But I am a little disappointed that they didn't concentrate more on the story. But I don't think it's unbeatable for Game of the Year, but I think it's going to be a strong candidate. Definitely purchase it, especially if you got the first one. Speaking of, if Mass Effect 2 gets passed up as Game of the Year, what is your guys' most anticipated game of 2010 that hasn't come out yet? January was strong, but we still have a lot of games.
So I'm looking forward to, like, picking up Bayonetta when I get a chance. I'm looking forward to God of War, but I still have to play the other two.
I'm not a big fan of that series. It's so shallow.
That's fine with me.
You're shallow.
Yeah. And then I guess the other one would obviously, like, Final Fantasy 13. I've heard mixed reviews, but,
I like the original Splinter Cell series. Like, I didn't love it, but I liked it. I think it's too much hate on the board, but I'm really looking forward to Splinter Cell Conviction because it's like totally different. Looks really.
Doesn't it have co-op?
I think so, but it's just like more action based. It has like a really good story. It looks like, it just looks really interesting.
Yeah, I saw a picture of it, a co-op, where like you get like grabbed by another guy, like by an enemy, and so your teammate has to like do like a quick like aim and like shoot the guy in the head to get you to get freed. Something pretty cool.
Yeah, it looks really, it's something totally different. We've had a long time since the last Splinter Cell game, so it looks fun. I'm not that interested in Final Fantasy. Well, I'll probably buy it eventually, but I'm iffy on it. Bioshock 2, I'm surprisingly not as excited as I should be for it, but I mean, I'm sure it'll be a great game. If I loved Indigo Prophecy, so Heavy Rain, I would probably enjoy. Alan Wake, I'm not sure what to feel about Alan Wake with all the delays and stuff. Yeah, overall, I'd say Splinter Cell Conviction is my number one. Football, you got anything?
Honestly, FIFA World Cup.
And why are you on the show? Why?
Because I'm the flavor of the month.
Flavor of the minute.
Yeah.
What about Ed?
Ed doesn't play video games.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
Is there a new Katamari game coming out next year?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Well, Katamari's awesome. Are you kidding me? You'd, like, take some Percocet and play that.
It's like, I mean, we might as well have Krasty on the show and tell us he's really looking forward to NBA 2K11 or something, football. That's what you are right now.
NBA 2K is great.
Exactly. So for our random conversation this week, there's a lot of talk about this on the board, so let's talk about it. Do you trust game reviewers? This came up because Mass Effect 2 got great reviews, and everyone's like, oh, game reviewers suck, they're all bribed or something.
I tend to look more at like user reviews. I try to look at like a small range of them, like somebody who overrates it, somebody who like seems like they're trying to like find a middle ground, and then people that hate on it, and just kind of like, I think you can usually parse out the information you need from that. The professional reviews, honestly, I kind of don't trust. I don't know if they're bribed or not, but oftentimes the first ones tend to be overrating a game, and I think, you know, they overrate a game because they get like the first look at it. So I tend to stay away from those first ones.
Football?
Generally, I would just use game reviews just to avoid any game I was looking for, but then gets really crap reviews. I'm not going to buy a game if it got all 10s, but as long as the reviewer doesn't say the game's complete crap, it's not going to stop me from buying it.
I think it's a good base to start from, at least. Like, I mean, games are expensive. There's no need to just jump in. I don't trust user reviews because there's too much bias. But on the other hand, I think most game reviewers don't necessarily review off whether it's fun or not. They review whether it's a well-made game or not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If it's like GTA 4 is an extremely, extremely well-made game. Very polished, great story. Like, they fix a lot of stuff. And it is fun, but it's not like the most fun game ever, you know? Like, is it one of the most well-put-together games? Probably, but I wouldn't say it's my favorite game to play ever.
Right.
That's just how I see it.
But I definitely don't think game reviewers are, like, that they get bribed and, like, you can't trust them. Or that, like, a certain site makes bad reviews in general because they made one bad one before or something. I just do think that maybe that first wave of reviews kind of might, you know, more or less be... they might get an early review if it's favorable or something.
You got guys like YoBlazer saying that all video game reviewers are penniless college kids. So if Microsoft sends them like some Halo 3 swag, they're gonna give Halo 3 a 10 out of 10 immediately or something. Like, it's fucking retarded.
I'm not sure that YoBlazer has really good perspective about the real world, though.
True. I mean, but all you have to do is fucking watch a GameStop video. It's these like balding 30-year-old guys. Like neon.
Not balding.
But you're 30-ish.
Yeah. I mean, my hairline isn't perfect, but come on.
You'd fit in at least. Like, you wouldn't look like an outcast if you.
I look like a winner.
Oh, winner. Good segue. Winners and losers this week. Our winners this week are Ed Bellis and Senpai Desis for finishing their lists. Congrats, guys. Glad to see it done with. And our other winner this week is Dr. Football for his perfect bracket.
All right. I'll be next week's loser.
He's so sad right now. Do you remember when I gave you that crying gimmick in UCA?
Yeah, that was great. It got me some wins.
I'm going for that again. Except in real life. And our loser this week is Lucid for making another stupid religion topic.
Oh, God. I must have missed
it. Guys, Kurt Warner, thank God. So I guess if you lose the Super Bowl, God's not on your side.
What?
Owned.
Like, I don't know. I do agree that, I think thanking God's kind of weird, but I don't think it's anything to bash on, you know? It's just a way to show, that you're a little humble.
Or that you have some crazy belief in something, but, I don't know. Those topics are just weird.
Yeah, Lucid the Act is getting old. We know you don't like religion. I don't think most of the people on the board really care for religion, except for, Tom and Leonhardt or something. So, I mean, I don't get the point. I just don't get it. Go away, Lucid. He went to Ohio State, I think, though, so that explains a lot. Let's move on.
Poo Sid.
God. I told you only talk if you had something good to say, Ed.
Everything out of my mouth is a gem. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh.
Lucid failure.
Now that was a good one.
Lou, rid of you, Faya.
Survey says this week. I'm just a little interested in this one because this game is coming out for the Xbox 360 and the PS3, and it is a Final Fantasy game, but I'm not sure. You know, people have kind of lost their faith a little bit in the Final Fantasy series, so be interested to see the results of this. The question is, are you getting Final Fantasy 13? Guess how many people said yes, whole numbers only, no repeating, no decimals, and no Igloo Bob. Those are the new rules.
Igpoo Bob.
Igloo Boob.
Igloo Knob.
Ridiculously immature.
Igloo Boner.
This is a professional Igloo production. Bob.
Okay.
Igloo, no, Dr. Poot.
Yes, isn't this fun?
Kind of is, in a way. Neon Pooper.
Oh my God, we're all so tired right now.
So I want to thank you, Neon, for staying up past your bedtime. Go get laid. Go stick your penis in your wife's vagina while she sleeps.
Okay.
What a great idea. I never would have thought
of it. She won't notice.
Borderline rape. Football, thank you for being on the show.
No problem. Glad to be here.
Wait, what about random user?
Oh, wow. I didn't put that in my thing. You guys want to talk about the random user real quick?
Yeah, it's Preston Starry.
He's
young and weird.
I am of to talk with Preston.
Poopston.
Football, any thoughts on Preston?
No.
Why you on the show? This is why I used to like to do first takes for football.
Poocast.
I feel bad for Preston. I just feel pity for him. I really wish I got an email from him, asking for my forgiveness or something. I really wanted that, but hey, can't always get what you want. I'm kind of glad he's gone because he kind of disturbed me. Anyway,
I think thank you, Neon. He's coming back, though, I think.
Oh, can't wait. Yeah. Thank you, Neon. Thank you, Football. And thank you, Ed.
Ed Buttless.
Oh.
Here, let's get out of here. This show's terrible.